Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning monitoring the kernel processing as you chop your corn silage. When we miss processing the kernels in our corn silage correctly, we really miss the effect of making that starch available to your herd for the next year, however long that you might be feeding the 2023 crop. So as you chop, it's important that you monitor the kernel processing actually several times a day. This year is going to be tremendously difficult because we have a wide range of dry matters out in the field. And as you chop through some of those drier patches, those kernels are going to be more mature. They're going to be harder, going to be more difficult to process. So monitoring on a regular basis as you chop is very, very important. This duty should be assigned to someone on the farm, so it's done on a regular basis. Some of our farms, we also grab a sample and run a dry matter every time we look at kernel processing. This allows us to keep track of where the actual dry matter of material going into the silo is running. Not that we can probably make any significant adjustments, but at least we have an idea of what we're putting into our bag or pit or our drive-over pile. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, reminding our dairy farmers that as we chop corn silage, it's very, very important that we monitor the amount of kernel damage that we're getting so that we have adequate starch availability when we feed that crop at a later date.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.